It's Monday, the 15th of February, 8 a.m., and hearing the beautiful early morning ruckus. That is the bin men emptying the bins over in Bridgend Park. What a racket, what a rammy. I'll tell you one thing. You stay over there. No danger of getting a long lie in bed. At least not on a Monday morning. Someone should develop almost silent waste disposal units. All this banging and thumping and hydraulics. Guess I know they're all needed, but why don't they make it quieter? Just disturbing the peace of a beautiful morning. Clear blue skies, as far as I can tell, just about everywhere. Cold, cold frost during the night. That is a beautiful morning. The sun is already brightening up the southern skies, well, southeastern skies now. A wee while before, I guess, it breaks the roof line, but what a difference. 8 o'clock now, even at 7, I noticed the 7 o'clock this morning there was a bit of light in the southern skies. We're getting there, slow but sure. Didn't have a particularly good night in bed last night. Oh man. Oh, for various reasons, but and remember that a dream at the end, just before the alarm went off. In fact, this morning when my Azumi sleep alarm went off and blew my pillow, it was actually my wife that gave me a nudge because she had heard it and I hadn't. And by this time it was at full volume. Tells you something, I must have been zonked. But the dream at the end, because I can remember it, I wondered why my wife didn't say something to the fact that I might have been kicking her or something. It was because I was dreaming that I was out in the roads, well, not in the roads, in a particular place. In actual fact, I think it was up the road at my home, my old home, my mother and father's home. I think that's where it was. It seemed to be in that. Things were recognisable. I think that's where it was. And basically what it was there was this cat, and this cat kept wanting to attack my legs. And I was trying to shake it off. You know, you flick your leg away. And it wouldn't give up. It kept coming back. And at one point, I was actually below the duvet on the pavement. And it kept coming and trying to get in below the duvet to get to me. I was kicking like hell. And eventually I managed to get it, give it a good couple of whacks with my leg, whacked it away and it stopped, and then it started to come back again, and that's when the alarm went off. Make what you will of that. Why the cat? I have no idea whatsoever. I like cats, I hate them in my garden. I'll just be blunt about it. I do like cats, but not in my garden. Just, so I don't know why the cat was there. I have no idea. But anyway, so a bit of a, I wouldn't say a rough night. It wasn't particularly good. But I'm feeling okay this morning. I'm feeling, I've got some sores in the shoulders and other parts of my anatomy. Just under 20 miles on the bike yesterday, first time in over 3 years. I think I've underestimated the time that I spent cycling some distances on the bike. I'm saying 3 years, I think it's probably 4 years, at least 4 years. But anyway, 20 mile run out. A long, beautiful road, it's the old A89 that runs through our town. And it it runs right through to Airdrie and towards Glasgow, but it's the old route that used to be the main trunk road when they built the motorway to traffic off it. So it's a beautiful, mostly quiet road, and ride along Forestfield Loch, which is a beautiful place to see. Well, yesterday, because there was snow and ice at the sides of the road, and I could see the snow in the mountains up Trossachs Way up Benledi. Absolutely gorgeous. But that 20 mile return trip was tough going. Oh, it was tough going. Boy, so long off the bike. Not enough energy in the legs. Got there though, determined to get to my turning point at a place called Calder Crooks. C-R-U-I-X, Calder Crooks, all one word. Look it up. There's nothing there. But I'm sure the name, the Crooks part's synonymous. And Crooks, isn't that an old word for cross? I can't remember. That's a strange call. Strange call, that's a thrush. I think. Or a starling mimicking. No, I can see it. It's right in the top of the landed tree. My goodness. I think it's a thrush. It's got the body of one. Oh, it's beautiful. And a starling's landed beside it, which will probably scare it off. Go away, starling, you know. Now, it's either a thrush or a field fare. I haven't seen field fares for years. I think it's a thrush. Well, don't stop singing now. I think maybe the starling is just curious. It's off. The starling is, that is. Ah. Yeah, that's a thrush. It's got to be. They're determining now whether it's a song thrush. Yeah, that's made my morning, a different bird. Oh, but my God, that hurt the back of the neck looking up. Oh. That's old age, man. Well, it's not really old age, but this aging process doesn't have hurt your joints. Beautiful, I'm watching the sun rise. I can't see it yet, but the skies are getting brighter and brighter. And I've got blue skies all around. Blue skies. And all this beautiful activity and song. Yeah. My memory is again yet playing up. I cannot remember the name of the other type of thrush. How crazy is that? How absolutely crazy is that? Song thrush or a, and it won't come. Oh my God, this memory caper. Someone shout it out for goodness sake, please. Okay, it came. It came eventually, after working my way through the alphabet. Missile thrush. Unless someone shouted particularly well. Assuming you have nerd issue. There you go. Okay, I've had enough. I've not really had enough. I've not really had enough. I'm curious now. I can see its breast being lit by the sun. Definitely a thrush, but which one? A high on the tree sings a lonely song thrush. Only it stopped singing. And the sun's getting up now. The sun's really getting up. It's going to blast through like a laser any minute.